Siman Tov Kuf Chav Hey Din Halva'a Bi Yom Tov. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis says as follows: Itmar Halva'as Yom Tov. I lend something to someone on Yontif. Okay, so if I lend you something on Yontif, you have to return it after Yontif. So let's say you don't return it after Yontif. Can I take you to court and sue you, take you to Beis Din and sue you that you borrowed something from me on Yontif and you did not return it? So that's a machlokes. Itmar. Kuf mem ches amud beis, maseches Shabbos. Itmar halvaas yom tov. Rav Yosef amar lo nitna li tova. Rav Yosef says you cannot take the guy to court to get back that which he borrowed from you on Yontif. The Rabba amar nitna li tova. And Rabba says that you can go to court to Beis Din to sue him to get back that which he borrowed. What's the machloikis? What's behind the machloikis between Rabba and Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef Amar Lo Nitna Li Tova. Rav Yosef says you can't sue him. Why not? Di Amar Nitna Li Tova. Because if you're going to sue him, if you have the option to sue him, Osi the Michtav. Then when people lend things on Yontif, they're going to come to write things down so they have proof when they go to court. And we don't want you to do that, and therefore we don't let you go to court to get back something that was that you lent out on Yontif. Rabba Amar, Nitna Li Tova. No, you are allowed to take him to Din Torah to get back that which he borrowed. Why? Di Amaras Lo Nitna. Because if you're not allowed to take him to a Din Torah, Lo Yoyle. So then I'm not going to be lending things on Yontif. For Osi Limnue Misimchas Yontif. And then people need, they need something, for Yontif, and they're not gonna, they need ketchup. Wanna borrow ketchup from Taylor? And we say, no, I'm not lending you my ketchup, cause maybe you won't return it, and I don't have the option of taking you to a Din Torah, and therefore I'm not gonna lend you my ketchup, and it's gonna lead to a lack of Simchas Yontif. So therefore, Rabba says, you do have the right to, so the fact that it's gonna lead to a lack of Simchas Yontif, I guess, according to Rabba, is stronger than Rav Yosef's Svara that you're gonna come to write it down. Rabba's not afraid he can come to write it down. He wants to make sure everybody has their Simchas Yontif. Tosfos says, Halacha ki Rabba legabe Rav Yosef. The Halacha is like Rabba over Rav Yosef. That what? That Nitna Li Tova, I can go to Beis Din to get back that which I've lent out on Yontif. Let's see that in Shulchan Aruch. Tov, Kuf, Chav, Hey, Sif, Aleph. Halvos, Yom Tov, Nitna Li Tova, Bedin. That which I lended on Yontif, I can be Toveya, I can claim him in its entirety to get it back. Va'ayin le'el, simin shin zayin, sif yud aleph. Mishabur sif katan aleph, havas yom tov, hainu shehikib lachen vani mini machal u'mishta. He's talking, not that I don't know if there's such a difference, but he's talking about even a store owner, he can open the store and let people take what they need on Yontif, and then afterwards they should pay him. Now if they don't want to pay him afterwards, so we passing like Rabba Nitna Li Tova. He can take him to Din Torah. Mishabur Sif Katan Beis Ratzel Lomar Shin Is Kaking Lo Bebez In Achar Hayom Tov Im Isariv Lefro. If the person does not want to pay back the item, you can take him to a Din Torah to get it back. Continues the Mishabura in parentheses. V'haravusahu the chiddush is Mishum De'ik Amanda Amar Bigamara. There's Amanda Amar Bigamara Rav Yosef. This Firei Dibedin Eino Yochol Itzvoa Elabin Oben Atzmo. You can't go to court. You have to work it out amongst yourselves. Why? The Im Yenitan Litova. Because if you're going to be able to take him to court, I'll see the Michtov. You're going to come to write it down. That's Rav Yosef's fear. Kamash Milah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell us. The low Kai Milah Nachim, we don't pass him like Rav Yosef, that we're afraid he can write it down. And like Idach Mandamar, we pass him like Rabba. That what? That if I can't take you to court, then I'm not going to be willing to lend you things on Yontif. And then you'll be left with lacking Simchas Yontif. Chazal wanted to promote Simchas Yontif, and therefore you can even take the guy to court, and we're not afraid that you're going to write it down, so down the line you have proof. The Ramah tells us to look in Shin Zayin Yud Aleph. The Mishabura tells us, what does it say in Shin Zayin Yud Aleph? Ratzulama, the Sham of War the Indian Shabbos, the Zorim Milomar Lashin Halva, and the Yomar Tainli. He shouldn't use, in Hebrew, there's two words of borrowing. This is Perek Shoel Adam Echavero. In Kuf Mem Ches, the same parak we were just looking at, the Kuf Mem Ches, we were on Amud Beis, now we're on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shoel adam mechavero, kade yayin v'kade shemen. You're allowed to borrow from your friend, a yontif, kade yayin, kade shemen. Ubilvad sheli yomer lo halveini. As long as you don't say halveini. Now, in Hebrew, halva'a is a loan, and a shoel is a borrower. So we have a she'ela, she'ela, and halva'a. Two words for borrowing. So the Mishnah is telling us you have to use the term she'ela, and not the term halva'a. The Gemara wants to know why, what's the difference? The Gemara says the term halva'a is usually associated with writing it down. Rashi says halva'a is usually for an extended period of time, and people will write it down so they remember. A she'ela is more like, oh, can I borrow a can of corn? I'll give it back to you tomorrow. It's a short-term thing, the word she'ela usually, and you don't come to write it down. So therefore, Chazal said, you're not allowed to use the word halva'a, you're allowed to use the word she'ela. Again, Mishra Sifkot and Gimel, Yizar mi lomer lashon halva'a, don't use the term halva'a, Eliyomar tainli, or she'ela. Now, Dirshu points out, in footnote, first he says from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that if someone knocks on your door in Hebrew and says, Efshar, I've had this actually, Efshar lehalvot ketchup, can we borrow some ketchup? You should respond, I can't, eini yachol lehalvoscha, elarak lehashilcha, I can't lend it to you, b'loshen halva, but I can lend it to you, b'loshen she'ela, and then you can give it to him. In English, we only have one word, borrowing. So they say you shouldn't use the word borrow. Hold on, Dirshu points that out also. Even if you're talking English, you shouldn't say, can I borrow something on Shabbos or Yontif? The term should be, can you please give me XYZ? I will give it back to you after Shabbos, after Yontif. But not to use the word borrow. Okay, in Hebrew there's two words of borrowing. Don't use the borrowing of halva. Use the borrowing of she'ela. Okay, Seif Beis. Gaboi Tzedakah. So the Gaboi Tzedakah, like we have here in Beitar, Yad Eliezer goes around collecting not only money during the week, but they'll also collect food items. Maybe you have an extra can of tuna, can of corn, bag of flour. They collect food items. So in the olden days, in the good old days, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gaboi Tzedakah Goyvim Achatzeres B'Yontif. Now on Shabbos, oftentimes they didn't have an Erev, it was complicated to carry. So that's why a lot of these carrying things come up in Hilchos Yontif, where as long as there's a Tzorech Hayom Ksat, you don't have to worry about carrying. So the Gaboi Tzedakah Goyvim Achatzeres B'Yontif, they can collect from food items to give out to poor people, they can collect the food items on Yontif that they're going to be giving out on Yontif to poor people. They go from the rich side of town, pick up the food items to the other side of the tracks, poor side of town, to distribute it. But they shouldn't do it, make a lot of noise, and make a big announcement like they do during the week. And the goyvim b'tzina, they should collect everything with tznius and quietly, modestly. Put it in their pockets. And then go to the different communities and distribute it, but everything on Yontif should be done more quietly. Even though on Shabbos, maybe during the week, it's done with a lot of fanfare, it should be done more quietly. That is Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Hei.